It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'd love to know what you would do in this situation. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow. And you can call in 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I've talked to my wife about this in some way or another, but we don't actually have a plan in place yet, and I don't know what we would do. A nearly brain-dead woman wakes up after her life support was pulled. Did you see this story?
Yikes.
This is absolutely insane. Here's what went down. This lady named Michelle, she's 57. She had a massive heart attack at her home in Michigan. Now, this happened back in August, but we're just now hearing the full story. Her brain had been without oxygen for 15 minutes, which, if you don't know, they say anything over 6 minutes pretty much could make you brain dead.
Oh, for sure.
So she's over double that. There's like, okay, she's probably brain dead. And if you're brain dead, your body could be alive, but you'll never wake up.
Yeah.
You'll never be there. Well, yeah, she was. 15 minutes without oxygen. Doctors actually declared her brain dead, and her husband, Carl, took her off life support. I couldn't imagine being in that situation.
So sad.
Having to make that call. Even if you have something written out like, hey, here's my will or my living thing, my rights, still to actually do that is gotta be tough. Well, he did. Well, guess what happened? Moments later, she begins breathing on her own.
Holy smokes.
So they'd assume like, hey, doctor's like, yeah, sorry, your wife's brain dead. So they take her off of that.
Oh my God.
But hold on, guys. This is where it gets even crazier, though. After that, she starts breathing. Within a week, she was talking and feeding herself.
What? That's a miracle.
Exactly, Alex. This never happens when you're actually brain dead all the way. Well, after open heart surgery, speech and physical therapy, Michelle is well and home with her husband, Carl, and her two kids.
Dude.
What an amazing thing. But let me ask you, imagine the significant other you're with now. What the heck do you do? I mean, like, if you wake up, are you kind of pissed at your husband?
I'm taking his credit card.
Oh, like
I'm going online.
He owes you a little something something?
Yeah, I'm going to do some shopping. What he don't know can't hurt him, right?
Oh my gosh. Live the web girl. What would you do if your boyfriend Jewel Daddy pulled the plug on you?
I can't even imagine. But yeah, I'd probably take his credit card, you know?
Now, what if you had it written out, though? You're like, hey, if I'm brain dead.
Yeah.
Like, pull it, let it go. Because that's what I have to get that written down. But that's what I would want. If they say there's no sign or no chance for me, you got to let me go. It's hard, but I would prefer to be let go.
No, I don't want to immediately. I want them to give me some time.
So you would like to see it, even though they say, hey, Alex will never come back from this? You want to say, like, give me time to come back?
Yeah.
So my parents actually have friends that this happened to.
What?
Yeah, she had a stroke and then became brain dead, and he pulled her off life support after I don't know how much time, and then she started breathing on her own again.
Ooh.
But it wasn't as quick as a recovery. Like you said, this woman, 2 weeks, she was feeding herself and
talking.
Yeah,
insane. Very quick turnaround.
That's insane. It wasn't as quick of a recovery, but she's still alive today.
And is she like pretty much functioning normally? Or did she have any like long-term effects?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think she has any long-term
effects from it? Okay.
But it's just taken her some long time to get her physical strength. You know, all of that sort of stuff.
Well, Lindsay just texted and she's like, I would hope you wouldn't recover. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like she totally would like not keep it for me. Like she'd be like, all right, we have to respect his wishes. But if something happened to our dogs, she's like, no.
Oh, keep them alive forever.
Keep them alive forever. We're never giving up on Benny and Paddington.